Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. This is Pastor Stephen Palmer, Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and for this morning's edition of Word Made Flesh, I'm with our women over at the Women and Children's Center. So good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Good morning.
All right. Before we went on the air, we opted to look at the psalmist and the writing of the psalmist from Psalm 46. So if I could have someone read Psalm 46 for us, that'd be great.
God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Thank you. Well done. All right, probably a familiar scripture reading, at least for our listening audience and for some of the women here. Having heard that, what jumps out at you? Anything there touch you? A key word?
Like he's with us. He's with us through fears and our troubles. And he helps us through our problems.
Yeah, that's kind of what it says. God's in the city, and that city they're referring to would be the holy city, Zion, Jerusalem. And then this idea that God's going to get rid of wars, right? There's this imagery that when we rest in under God's wing, when we rest in God's shelter, there's peace, right? That ought to comfort us some, right? Particularly when we're going through trying times. Anybody else?
There is a lot of peace when you're before we got here, we didn't know where we were going or what we were going to do, and we were worried. No. After we got here, and we knew we were in a good place with God's people, it took a lot of fear away, and we know that He's got us.
Mm-hmm.
And He showed us that He's got us. So we still have a lot of work to do, but a lot of that fear is gone, and we're comfortable. And she was really scared, because she has so many anxieties, but we're in this together.
Yeah.
And so, and once you get here, you find out that we're all in this together.
Right.
Well, it's been eye-opening.
It's always comforting to know we're not alone.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes we're just so overwhelmed with what the world has piled on my plate that I can feel that I'm all alone. Nobody else in the world knows where I'm going, right? We even have this conversation. How you doing? No. You don't really want to know. Nobody would you wouldn't understand if I told you, and all those type of things. And you come to find out, you start going, wow, geez,
But I got sick, and I was sick for a long time. Even after I was better from being sick, I got sick with something else. But I knew that I was safe, and they made sure that I knew that they cared. Everybody did. Even though they couldn't come see me. And I had to stay in my room. I was in my room for like a month. But I knew that I was cared for, and I knew I was going to be all right. But what would I have done if I had been in this pre?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too old for that.
Isn't it amazing when, I know, as if there isn't enough to worry about in the world, but where's my next meal coming from? Am I going to have to sleep in my car, right? How am I going to feed my children? On top of everything else, you know, and so that's one of the things we try to do here at our Women and Children's Center is you don't have to worry about those basic needs. You know, let us at least take that off your shoulders. Right, and then we'll stand alongside of you in a spirit of compassion and work on some of these other things. And that's kind of the Christ way. So good. You were going to say something?
When you can take a deep breath when you're going through your stuff and get a calmness over you. That's God's calmness. And that's Him not saying that He's taking it away from you, but He's allowing you to work through what you have to in that calmness. Through the fears that you have, fears are still there, the situation is still there, but you're not as panicked. You have that calmness, that feeling that it's going to be okay and you're going to get through the other end of your troubles. And that I get through this verse that we, or this chapter that we read, is that His refuge is Him welcoming us during that time frame and giving us that place to work through our stuff in His arms, in His peace.
Nice. Thank you. Anybody else?
When I first got here, I was going through so many problems. And being here has helped, and having God's arms around me, knowing that I'm going to be okay, got me clean and sober, got me living life again, got me a job that I'm not used to. I've lived my life on SSI, and I've suffered from severe anxiety problems. And knowing that I'm okay and that I'm going to be all right, this is the best place for me right now, because good. I'm going through some issues right now, and if it wasn't for this place, I don't even know if I'll be alive.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else? Yeah?
It's kind of a testimony. Before we came here, we were struggling, you know, had 48 hours, and surprisingly, I was able to calm myself through most of it because of my faith. Mm. I knew that, you know, God was going to watch out for us because He always has. I've never been in a bad situation where I wasn't able to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helped me a lot. And then you come here and it's like a family, you know, so He watches out for us.
Yeah.
Even when we don't believe it.
Yeah, and you know, once you've tasted that experience, you know, and you kind of have that as part of your history, when the next challenge, right, obstacle comes, oh yeah, I remember last time, you know, God showed up. All right, I'm not sure how, I'm not sure when, I don't know, right? I don't know.
That's the only thing that helped me through it.
God shows up. Well, how do you do, like, on those in-between times? Do you ever find yourself, sliding, you know, we call it backsliding or whatever, we slide down, we take control of the reins, you know, I got this. Well, thanks God for bailing me out, right? I can take it from here. I mean, we've all done that, right? Sometimes more often than others, but that's kind of what this is reminding us. Like, all the time. All the time. I've taught with our men, and I would say this psalm, particularly verse 10, you know, be still, right? You know, rest. Rest in me. And know who I am. Be still and know that I am God. And I tell them, well, the Palmerism to that is, you know, shut up and get out of the way. Right? Let God be God. And the promise in the 9 verses before that is, I'm here. I'm here. There's really nothing to fear. But it's usually us creating these own mental, what we call like the theater of the mind. You know, we start playing out this stuff that this could happen or this could happen, da da da, and we get so absorbed into the imagination of our own mind of what possibilities could be, right? And we've all played this. Well, when I go for that job interview, you know, I'm going to wear this, and if they ask me this, I'm going to say this, and if you ask me that, I'm going to say that, right? And we try to script it out, and lo and behold, the conversation never goes the way we thought it would, right? And then we're off guard. That type of stuff. No, if we just rest and let it be. Because really, the promise of peace is then we are in the eternal now. We're in it. Right? It's what was, what is, and what's going to be. Right? Because when we think of like a heaven, I don't know of anybody that speaks about heaven. I can't wait to get to heaven. And, oh my God, I got to pay my mortgage. I've got to go find a job. Right? Who thinks like that? No, I don't know of anybody. I mean, right? So the longing is to be really free from fear. And the real challenge is, do we even want that? Do we know what life is without fear?
No.
I think the greatest spiritual challenge for us believers is to be free from fear. And yet, there are several texts throughout the both the Old and the New Testament that speak about perfect love casts out all fear. You know, fear not, right? And what do the angels show at Christmas time when the angels show up, right? You know, they tell you, the shepherds, fear not. Fear not. Of course, you know, some angels showed up. I don't know. Right? But it's tough. But that is a something particular in today's day and age. You know, with this, we've got pandemic issues, right? We've got cultural issues. We've got political issues. There's economic issues. You know, nobody's blind. Our country's, we're struggling right now. And then we all have our personal struggles. And some of those impact our personal struggles. Yeah, it's tough to be still and know that God is God and has our back. All right, any closing thoughts there, ladies? Anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, being a staff member, I really just have such admiration for the growth that I see in the women and how they truly settle into, like one of them said, a family unit here, but that family, the father of it all, is God in all of it, you know, and in our dinner time conversations, there's lots of laughter, and sometimes there's tears, and, you know, sometimes we just really get to the soul of it all, and we share some of the struggles, but I think what this place provides is the peace that comes from just having a place, not being hurried, not being worried, and all of that, and that's what God gives us. But what happens is these women show up. You know, God's always there. He's always waiting for us to show up. It's really us responding to his call for us. And I'm here because I responded to that call. You're here because you responded to that call. You're here because you responded to that call. You know, that's what I hope and pray for everybody here.
Yeah. It's been my experience. I mean, this is I'm now into my 15th year as executive director. And it's been my experience. I've gotten to the point where I said, you know, you may think you brought yourself here, but God brought you here. All right? You drove the car, you walked, you pulled your bag, threw it over your shoulder, whatever, and came here. But for us, it's a God thing, right? God brought you. And then what I have seen more often than not, we have so many people who have gone through our programs that come back just to visit or to give back. Some of them even become donors to help support the next generation, if you want to say, right? Those who come behind them. And that's all good. But there is those people who come here, they sense this relief. Okay, I've got a roof over my shoulder, my head. I got some food in my belly. You know, I got a hot shower. My laundry's getting done, so I don't stink anymore. You know, all that kind of stuff. That's good stuff. This isn't a bad place. I got to hurry up and get a job. I got to get my apartment. Right? I mean, in the midst of it, in the midst of the piece, they're right back there plotting. They go run right back into the craziness, right, that drove them here in the first place.
Right.
All right. So when you find the peace, hang on to it. And that's why I tell people, I don't care what's going on, I'm never giving up my peace. That's the only thing I fight for, is my peace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And with the peace that I have, you can have too. All right. And we'll try and share and direct you that direction, but... Yeah, you fight for that peace. And then you find the freedom from fear in the midst of that. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate your input and sharing your life stories and segments thereof. In this edition, We're Made Flesh. So until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, our social enterprises, Blessings and More Resale Store, Woven Hope and Recycling Center, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.